Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In Happy Days, The Guided Path from Trauma to Profound Freedom and Inner Peace, Gabrielle Bernstein shares her personal journey and transformation from experiencing trauma to finding profound freedom and inner peace. Bernstein, a New York Times best-selling author, motivational speaker, and spiritual leader, utilizes her own experiences and spiritual practices to guide readers through healing and towards a life of joy and fulfillment. This book is a blend of memoir, self-help, and spiritual guidance, offering readers a roadmap out of the darkness of trauma and into the light of recovery. Bernstein's narrative is both deeply personal and universally applicable, making Happy Days a beacon of hope for anyone seeking to overcome their past and forge a brighter future. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding trauma. Gabrielle Bernstein begins Happy Days by delving into the nature of trauma, acknowledging its profound impact on the mind, body, and spirit. She emphasizes that trauma is not just the result of major catastrophes, but can also stem from seemingly minor events that leave lasting scars on our emotional well-being. Bernstein elaborates on how unresolved trauma can affect every aspect of our lives, leading to anxiety, depression, and a myriad of physical health issues. Through sharing her personal experiences, she illustrates how trauma can imprison an individual's potential and hinder their ability to experience joy and peace. This discussion sets the stage for the book's core message. Healing and recovery are possible, and there is a guided path forward. Secondly, the role of spiritual practices, a pivotal aspect of Bernstein's recovery journey, as shared in Happy Days, revolves around the integration of spiritual practices into daily life. She outlines various spiritual principles and practices, including meditation, prayer, and forgiveness, which played a crucial role in her healing process. Bernstein passionately advocates for the use of these practices not as a temporary fix, but as a lifelong commitment to nurturing one's soul and maintaining mental health. The book provides practical advice and exercises to help readers cultivate their own spiritual routine, emphasizing how such practices can offer a powerful means of not only healing from trauma, but also of transforming one's life into a state of peace and freedom. Thirdly, Journey Through the Shadows. Bernstein dedicates a significant portion of Happy Days to describing the journey through the shadows of her past trauma. She candidly shares the challenges and setbacks she encountered, underscoring the fact that the path to healing is not linear. Readers are taken through the various stages of her recovery, including moments of doubt, relapse, and breakthrough. This narrative is crucial for understanding the complexity of healing and for setting realistic expectations for those embarking on their own journey. Bernstein's story is a testament to the resilience of the human spirit and serves as a reminder that even in our darkest moments, there is hope for a brighter future. Fourthly, building resilience in Happy Days. Gabrielle Bernstein highlights the importance of building resilience as a key component of recovering from trauma and achieving lasting peace and freedom. Resilience, as Bernstein explains, is not an innate quality, but a skill that can be developed over time with practice and patience. She shares strategies and practices for enhancing emotional resilience, including embracing vulnerability, setting healthy boundaries, and cultivating a positive mindset. Bernstein's insights on resilience are grounded in both her personal experiences and her professional work, offering readers actionable steps to become more resilient in the face of life's challenges. Lastly, finding profound freedom and inner peace. The ultimate goal of Happy Days is to guide readers towards achieving profound freedom and inner peace. Gabrielle Bernstein emphasizes that true freedom comes from within and involves liberating oneself from the chains of past trauma. She discusses the transformation that occurs when individuals release their pain and embrace their true selves, leading to a life characterized by joy, love, and peace. Bernstein's message is clear. By confronting our trauma, engaging in spiritual practices, building resilience, and fostering a positive community, we can overcome our past and step into a future filled with happiness and peace. This section of the book inspires readers to believe in the possibility of a transformed life, regardless of their past experiences. In conclusion, Gabrielle Bernstein's Happy Days, The Guided Path from Trauma to Profound Freedom and Inner Peace, is a must-read for anyone looking to break free from the chains of past trauma and embark on a journey towards healing and self-discovery. Bernstein's personal narrative combined with practical advice makes this book not only a powerful guide for those seeking to understand and overcome their own trauma, but also a testament to the resilience of the human spirit. With its blend of spiritual wisdom, real-world examples, and actionable steps, Happy Days offers hope and guidance to those looking to find joy, freedom, and peace in their lives. Whether you are in the midst of your healing journey or just beginning to confront past wounds, Bernstein's insights can serve as a beacon, illuminating the path to a brighter, more peaceful future. If you would like to support Gabrielle Bernstein, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.